Hey friends, I want to welcome you back to episode 2 of the Love Builds podcast, and we are just thrilled for another conversation. And here's my prayer for you. My prayer is that as we engage in this journey together, you're inspired, you're encouraged for what God has ahead for our church. And today I'm joined by our very own Bennett Morgan. Bennett, thanks so much for being with us today. And you've been part of Westwood now maybe 6-7 years,
yeah, about I think 7 you told years me. I think. Yeah.
And how did you first connect to the church?
You know, it's a God thing for sure, and a wife thing. you know, I grew up Catholic and driven by this church for many, many years, and my wife had gotten introduced through some Bible studies and was really feeling a heart to come, and I'm like, I need to be prepared for this, Sharon. I need to be prepared.
Sure.
But one day we were running a little late, and she was driving, and she just turned in, and I went, oh my goodness, I'm not ready for this. But the moment we walked on campus, the love and the welcome and feeling, it just felt right. And again, I thought I knew the Bible, but I didn't know the Bible. And it's been just a wonderful, wonderful journey. I'm so thankful for it.
Well, as I've got to know you a little bit better, you know, I'm a newbie in town too. So it's fun to just be connected to people that have made an impact and a difference here. And I just want to encourage you in that the amount of energy and love that you've given to our farm ministry has been inspiring, and some of you may not know this about Bennett, but you've been instrumental in so many ways to even being generous to the work of the Lord in this TTI project we've had here, planting churches across the world. Yeah. And I'd love for you to share a little bit of that story. Like, what grabbed your heart? Like, what was it that led you to a place where you're like, hey, I think I want to give more of my life and energy to this?
Yeah. You know, again, I think in lots of ways, it is definitely a journey, and I can see now in retrospect, God ordaining all of this and planning it in his great sense of humor. But if you would have talked to me, you know, when I joined the church, you know, I didn't think I had a missionary bone in my body, you know, and love that people were spreading the gospel, but frankly, never witnessed myself, not comfortable, didn't feel capable or worthy or equipped, and was glad to just sit on the sidelines, so to speak,
sure,
in that regard. And, you know, as Westwood had gone through some of the things we had, again, largely through Sharon, we had, you know, stepped up and provided some gifts. And I think that prompted Joel to invite Sharon and I on his heart to invite us down to a TTI global conference,
okay,
which is the Timothy Initiative.
Yep.
And, you know, how do you say no to Pastor Joel?
There you go, right?
I mean, you just, it's very difficult. And we didn't. And so we stepped into that. And you know, after retiring from Polaris, you know, and loving that experience, and but realizing now that perhaps that, you know, being Mr. Polaris, it was too much of who I was. I really had kind of challenged myself, and I think God had put on my heart to just try to say yes to the prompts that He was putting on in my life, and to say yes and maybe taking that next step. And this was frankly very overwhelming, and we were nervous about it, and we like, what do we know about, you know, missionary work?
Sure.
But we did it, and we went to the conference, met a bunch of wonderful people.
Wow.
Saw the, you know, the incredible work being done by the Timothy Initiative. I mean, there's many great partners all around the world that, you know, that we work with,
totally.
But, you know, the Timothy Initiative was so impressive, and, not just in spreading the gospel into the darkest places, you know, of the world, but frankly, you know, as a business guy, the accountability model of and the efficiency with which they were, you know, delivering this was just very impressive and fascinating. So we just kept going a little further.
Wow.
And, you know, David invited a few of us to go on a vision trip to Myanmar.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, this was a year maybe after we had gone to the global conference. And again, that was completely overwhelmed, and I'm like, I can't do that. It was my first response, and my wife said, you better pray on that. And you know, and I did. And again, you know, Joel was going as well, and again, it's hard to say no to Joel. I mean, that's a common theme.
Sure,
but
right.
So I said yes, and you know, it was an incredible experience.
Mm. Yeah. And Myanmar, I believe that's where we're doing a lot of partnership with TTI for those 1,000 churches that was part of our first, or for the 10-10-10 strategy. You know, with Love Builds, one of the things that we're saying is we've already surpassed that 1,000 because the Timothy Initiative is so incredible in the work that they do, that now we're at a point to say, let's add a zero to that 1,000 and go to 10,000. And a lot of those churches will be in, I think, in West Africa, Benin and Togo and things like that. And so I just want to affirm with you, what an amazing partner that we have in the Timothy Initiative. Yeah. And as I hear kind of the journey that God has you on, And I love that you kind of shared in there that you've been in senior leadership. Yeah. You've had a chance to lead an incredible organization. And but what I hear from you, what I feel from you, is that your heart is like all in on church planting and seeing the gospel being brought to every corner of the world. And that wasn't always the case for you. But I feel like this idea of being all in leadership, it feels like if you're going to be a senior leader, you can't not carry that posture. So like, how do you know when someone's all in, and why do you decide to be all in on the things of God versus sometimes the things of the world, which can clamor for your attention just as strongly?
Yeah. You know, that's a great question, Clint. I mean, you know, as I reflect on that, and I think it was something that I tried to embody, at least when I was at Polaris, and it was easy to do because, just like we're talking about love builds, when you love something, I think it's easy to be all in. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a challenge as I was going on this faith, you know, walk and trying to get deeper into it. Was I just saw that, you know, from being so committed to Polaris, it was kind of, you know, fully consuming. It was very easy to put the hands off, say, well, I don't have time for that. I can't even consider that right now. And so as a, you know, being blessed with this, you know, being young enough to explore this in retirement, yeah. I was trying to say yes. And I think when you think about a leader that's all in, I think what you really see is a couple of things. One, it's more than words. Mm. I mean, you know, anybody can talk a good game, sure. But it's somebody that's willing to go out there and do it. And I think really, in a, sounds kind of trite, but lead by example.
Yeah.
And willing, and when they're all in, it's not about, frankly, it's not about you. Mm. It's about something bigger.
Sure.
It's about the team, or it's about, in this case, it's about God and his kingdom.
Right.
Which is, there's no greater team than that. And so to me, those are really the two criteria if you can really sense if somebody's all in.
Well, I just want to thank you, Bennett. Like the way that you embody that in just even the short time that I've gotten to know you, your heart for church planting and for these communities overseas, and you've seen it firsthand. Yeah. You know, like, and I've done some overseas travel myself, and you just look at sometimes the simplicity by which people get to live in.
Yeah.
And then you reflect on maybe some of the extravagance that we get to live in. But to see the authenticity of how the gospel is making an impact, no matter what setting you might live in, whether it's, you know, whether it's the humblest of settings or the most extravagant, you know, I think those kinds of experience, they mark you. And they put something on you that you can't shake. Yeah. And so maybe in a final comment or two from you, like, what's something that maybe you're leaving with after having some of those experiences that you can't shake anymore. And it kind of gives you a compass for life.
Yeah,
almost.
Maybe a couple. For one, it certainly was. I mean, it sounds dramatic, but it was very life-changing. I mean, again, growing up, you know, as a Christian in the United States, where everybody kind of knew who Jesus was, they could choose to follow or not follow him, but everybody knew it. And, you know, and maybe in our society a little bit, but my faith is my faith and your faith is your faith. Mm-hmm. And we shouldn't really be stepping in anybody's, range there. And then you go over to Myanmar and TTI and this disciple making, posture that they have with just the love and the obedience and the accountability that, you know, I saw new believers 3-4 days, they're already witnessing to everybody they know because Jesus had changed their lives.
Right.
And again, to your point, Clint, the simplicity and the love, some of our blessings, frankly, are baggage. They get in the way of us just following and loving Jesus and loving others.
Yeah.
And you see that in the faces and the people I got to meet and the examples I saw while I was in Myanmar, when we were at some local churches and some Timothy training centers, they brought 10 generations of believers.
Wow.
And this happened over essentially a 2 or 3 year period.
Amazing.
And I looked at one of these guys and he didn't look like the most impressive individual. And I I don't think I'm judgmental, but I was probably judging him a little bit. And then it turned out he was the real connector. He had like done five or six of them almost on his own. Wow. You know, and that done in 2 or 3 years. I mean, we wouldn't see two or three in the U.S. in our lifetime. And so you think about, you know, what God is doing in some of the darkest places of the world. And Myanmar, you know, is primarily a Buddhist country. Yeah. I mean, there's more Buddhists there, I think, than almost anywhere in the world. Wow. And there's, you know, there's great adversity and oppression and persecution. And yet these people, you know, very humble people learn about Jesus Christ and willing to risk it all and then go out and share it with people. I mean, how can that not imprint on you, and how can you not bring it home? I still feel like, you know, that I'm falling short of that mark, at least what they live on. But so that's the one thing. And I think the second thing is I've gotten involved with TTI, which I feel really blessed to do, is, you know, you hear, you know, Acts 1:8 and the Great Commission, and you've heard about all these unreached people groups if you start to follow this stuff. But the Great Commission is a reality, perhaps in our lifetime, with great partners like TTI and what Westwood's doing. And so I think all of us, you know, whether we can go like I was able to do, which not everybody can, but or if we're just willing to pray and support or help fund, you know, bringing these new believers to Jesus Christ, it can happen. And I think it will happen. And that's just, it's inspired me. I just find it hilarious that God is, you know, put a missionary heart on my body here at, you know, in my 50s. It's crazy, sure. But I'm very thankful for
Joel it. Joel and I talked about the same thing in the first episode, to stand in awe at this incredible reality that we're living on the doorstep of history, where every people group has access to the gospel, and we get to be a part of that. I mean, that's the acceleration that is Love Builds. Yeah. We're at that halfway mark, and we're saying, we're going to go all in, and let's see what God can do through this. So, Bennett, I feel like we could have another episode together. I'm so drawn to your story and your wisdom and your heart for God. So thank you for being with us today. And thanks for all of you for tuning in and listening. And again, I always want to make sure you know, March 9th, we're heading toward that as a church family, as leaders, a place where we're going to make our commitments to what this Love Builds generosity opportunity is for our church. And I'm just so thrilled that we get to be alongside. We're linking arms together. Bennett, myself, Joel, all of you that are listening together, we're moving forward for this vision. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week for episode 3.